We are on Daf Nunhei Yamed Aleph. Let's start after 2/3 of the Yomad. V'chein Toni Levi B'mas Nisei. Levi had a baraisa, and his baraisa said as follows: Chomesh Prute Sein, Oino Prute, Vaido Prute, B'kidushe Isha B'prute. V'gezel beprute, v'yeshivas hadayonim beprute. These were the chomesh prutais of Levi, and one of them was Einoa, that Levi holds yesh Einoa leprutais. But lemaise, he was moisev also yeshivas hadayonim beprute. V'tane didon maitaina lektoni yeshivas hadayonim. Why didn't our Tana bring down the din that yeshivas hadayonim beprute? Tani le gezel. It says gezel. So if there's a chiyuv gezel by a shava prute, so we see that a shava prute has a teiras momen. If it has a teiras momen, so there'll be a din of yeshivas hadayonim on a shava prute. So the Gemara asks, Umi loitoni gezel uktoni aveide. If you're saying that whatever aloches one can figure out through a second aloche, the Tana did not bring it down. And since it says gezel, that's why it was unnecessary to write yeshivas adayonim. So why did he write down aveide b'shove prute? That could also be figured out if we see that by a pruta is a teiras moment legabi gezel, so she have a teiras moment legabi a shavas aveid. So the Gemara says, no, not what he tells us, the din of aveide. He wants to tell us not only that there's a chiv a shavas aveid by a shavas pruta, wants to tell us a chiddush in a shavas aveide. Now Gabuch the Gemara says he wants to tell us a chiddush in gezel also. Hanoch it's trichalei. He's telling us chiddushim in hilchas gezel. He's telling us chiddushim in hilchas a shavas aveide. Gezel hagoizel mechaveirei shavas prute benishbaloi elichenu achov vafilu lomodai. There's a chiyuv of Yelichenu Achov, which is perhaps Amir Dikechidish. He stole a Shava Prute, and perhaps the traveling costs for Modai are much, much, much more than a Shava Prute. But if it was Kofar Venishba Vahide, he will only get his Kapore if it will be Yelichenu Achov, Bafilu Lamodai. In Aveide, he's coming to tell us a chiddush. Amoitzi Aveide shove prute chayiv lahachiz, afolgav dizol. Even though it became cheaper, let us see Rashi. Rashi, begezel beprute, this is the lotion of Levi, lechai veikol meshvuim, im nishba lesheker, uleitlichoi achav, v'yeshivas hadayonim beprute. So Rashi says, lemi sheyesh loy edim, he has edim, eriozim beprute, oishachayiv moide, or the nitvas also made it. V'doicheyu milishalem, but he will pay him eventually. Is yeshvu adayonim v'yachayfu oisai. So there's a din yeshivas adayonim. It seems some Rashi that yeshivas adayonim means out the etzem dion. We have a biro that he owes him. There's no sveikis on that. But with his yeshiva's bezdin to make sure that he pays. And that we need a Shabbos of a Pluta. Tone Gezel, became the Tone Gezel, but Pluta Shmamina Mamaino, Okafinon, do you make a yeshiva's bezin? He owes him the money, so bezin will force him to pay. So the Gemara says, so why do you need Gezel and Aveide? So the Gemara says, Hanoch itztrichale, Gezel ashminon di lechenu achov. That is a din yilechenu achov, even though it's a shava pute. And ba'etzem this halacha, it says beferish in the Mishnah, Adoizlas chaveri shava pute v'nishbaloi yilechenu achov afilu lemodai. And Aveda is coming to tell us, afal gav de zol bein metziya lahachroza. That means after he found it, it became cheaper. It became worth pachas meshava puta. So, is mechuyev to be machas. I'd like to mention two nekudis on this halacha. One nekude, I think the Teres Chaim says, and the Maram Shif says, Hamaitzi Shavib, the Gemara says the Chiddush is that even though it was Zol, he found a Shavib Pute, even though it was Zol, became worth less than a Shavib Pute, so it's also Chayv Lahachiz. So the Teres Chaim says it's the Chiddush of Zol is Mavur in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, Chayiv Lahachiz. We learned before, the Chayiv Achroze is the three regolim. Then after the third regol, 7 days. So if we have a Shavah Pruta, we're not speaking, we're talking about a Shavah Pruta. So we have an article that's worth a Pruta. And we have three regolim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, is lo yemolet, that in this span of time, the market can fluctuate, and this Shavah Pruta can, say Chayiv Lahachiz, it means afilu it became worthless, is also Chayiv Lahachiz. So the Chiddush of Zol is Merumis in the Mishnah. Hachozes three regolim, and we say there's a chiyuv, and lo yimolei that the price should fluctuate and it should be worth less than a shavah put. Now, on this din of chayiv lahachiz, afal pisha zol, that's what Rashi says, it was zol bein metziya lahachozes. That means he found a shavah put, and now the bikurim became worth less than the Shavah Pute. I saw in the Eir Sameya Hilchus Chometz HaMatzeh Perek Gimel Alocheches, he brings down a Machloikes Rashi in Tosfos and Baba Kama Daf Kofei Amud Aleph, and that's made his Amoridike Shaiches with our sugya. Rashi says that Kuf Hey Omed Aleph Gozal Shava Pute, a person stole a Shava Pute, Vuhuzal, and now it's worth less than it. It's worth Pochas Mi Shava Pute. So Rashi says Kiven the Bishas Agzela Hoya Shava Pute, Boi Lahadure Lelichay Achav. So Rashi says, and we have to appreciate this is Amir the Kechidish, that there's a chiyev ha-shove le-modai an-apoches mi-shove puta. Because when he stole it, this was worth a shove puta. But now he's returning this, and this is not worth a shove puta. Afal pikein, there's a chiyev ha-shove. This is Shitas Rashi. Shitas ha-toisvis in Baba Kama is as follows. Toisvis says, there's no chiyav hashava. If now it's worth pachas mishava pute, there's no chiyav hashava. I'm bechuyif to be meishiv apachas b'shev apute. But if he won't return it by a gazlan, there's a din. What happens if it gets lost? So by a gazlan, the schal achiyev tashlumim b'shas kseilim. So he stole a shev apute. He has now two alternatives. If he wants, he doesn't have to return. Now it's apochas mishav apute. He doesn't have to return this, but he'll have to pay a pute because he stole a shav apute. Kola gazlon and mishav mekishas agzeila. So Tosfos says that what he returns apochas mishav apute, the chayv that what he stole. Not he's mechuyif to return this. This is apochas mishav apute. But it's worthwhile for him to return this pachas mishav apute, because if he doesn't, if he doesn't return this, he'll have to pay a pute. And forget, it's mavu in the Gemara. Let's say he stole chometz that was worth a pute, now it's over all the pesach, it's also bando. So ba'etzim, there's no, according to Tosfos, there's no chiyav ashova anisarano. What am I returning to? Is that kidding? But if I don't return it, then I have to pay how much the chometz was worth, b'shas tegzeilim. So the din hashave is only an etze. There's be'etzem no chiyav hashave an apochas mishave pute. But l'tevosa, either return this or pay a pute, and that is a chiyav to pay a pute. Haskol ha'gazonim mishalmin kishas ha'gzeilim. So here we are, Mordek Machlekes Chashi and Tosfos. If someone stole something that was a shave pute, and now it was sold, is there a chiyav to return this thing? Rashi holds there's a chiv, and Tosfos holds there's no chiv, but if you won't return it, you'll have to pay a puta skola gazlon and mishal mikishas and zayla. So let's think for 1 minute, what will be the din by aveda? If a person found an aveda that's a shava puta, now it's all. So l'chayre it's tolin machlek is Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, we see from Rashi, amoyer dikechidish, that since there was chal achiyev ashove on this chayfetz, even though now it's worth less than ashove pute, there's still mechuyev chayev achsirin lamodai. There was chal achiyev ashove, even though now, as its value that possesses now, it's apochas mishove pute, you mechuyev to return it. So Rashi says, by us, by aveda, that's a tight zol. If you found an aveda, and it's all those chal achiyev ashove aveda, since when you found it was worth a pute, so now it's worth a pachas mishav a pute, you also must have to return. Dachsech mer Tosfos cannot learn like Rashi. Because according to Tosfos, Tosfos says by gezel, if a person stole a shav a pute and zol, there's no chiv to return the chayvus. If you don't return the chayvus, there's a chiv tashlumim. That is only by gezel. By a shav a savay, there's no chiv tashlumim. There's only a chiv a shav. And if there's no chiyav ashove now, because it's a pachas mishav apute, so there's no chiyav ashove by aveda. So what did Tosfos do with our Gemara? So dachsech mem, in our Gemara, there's a shitas hameiri and a shitas haritve that say different than Rashi. But that what the Gemara says by ashove aveda yechayev afa pisha zol means as follows. The Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin says there's two limudim. Asher toivad mimenu, he has to lose a shava pute. If he lost a pochus mishava pute, it's not called an aveide, so there's no chiv a shava aveide. Matzosa means you have to find a shava pute. What is, if he lost a shava pute, and it was all, and when he found it, it was worth a shava pute. So there is asher toived umatzosa. Is the machlekes tanoim, if there's a chiyav ashove. What's the machlekes tanoim? There was toived umatzosa. But the Gemara says the vov is coming to tell us that in the whole time it was a shove put. That's the vov. Asher toived umatzosa. From the aveda till the metziah, it was always worth a shove put. The machlekes tanoim. Another tana holds nitazai. He doesn't darshan the vov. The Ritve and the Meiri say Pshat and the Agamoro Huzal means that it was Huzal Bein Aveda Lemitziyah V'Chozavolka. That's how they learn Pshat and the Agamoro. So Memele, so Dachser Mir Taisus and Babakam also had to learn like that. Taisus cannot learn like Rashi. Yeah. Now the Gemara, so now we know Pshat and the Tanakame, Yeshiva Sadayonim, it doesn't have to say because I know from Gezel that a Shava Pruta has a Teres Momen, so Memele doesn't have to say that, it's a Shava Pruta. And Gezel Naveda is telling us, each one's telling us a Chiddush, in Gezel Yelchan Achav Afilu Lamodai, Naveda Afal Pi Shehuzal. Now the Gemara goes back to Levi. The Levi my time leitoni aveda bepute toni le gezel. It says gezel. So mamela it says gezel. So it doesn't have to say aveda. Frag the Gemara umi leitoni gezel uktoni yeshiva sadayonim. Gmaisan Levi, Akelsa, you're saying that you don't have to say all Bobis. If you can figure out one from the other, you didn't write the separate Bobis. And that's why you didn't write Aveda. So, why did you write Yeshivas Adayonim? So the Gemara answers, Yeshivas Adayonim Estrichalei, Lafukim Idarav Katine. He wants to say, not like Rav Katine. He's talking about Chiddush. Da'am Rav Katine bezden niskoken afil lepoches mishove prute. This is Rav Katine. The Rav Katine holds yeshivas hadayonim is afil lepoches mishove prute. So memele, so Rav Katine says, no, I'm chaylikan. So Levi says, no, I'm chaylikan Rav Katine. And I hold that you're only Zoni Yeshiva Sadayonim by Yeshava Putin. Fine. Frakte Gemore, the Levi, my time, Leitoni Hegdish. Our Mishnah says that a Moil Behegdish, Hanene Yeshava Putin in a Hegdish is more. Why didn't Levi bring down this din, Hanene in a Hegdish more? So my answer is, Vechulim Kamairi, Bekotchim Lekamai. He's talking about Chulin. So Mamela, that's why in Chulin there's only these five putas and there's no more. Elo Tana Didon, so now the Gemara says, but according to our Tana, the Kamairi Bekotchim Nisne Meiser Beputa. So speak about, we heard before Aloha, they can only be Mechalel Maisa Sheini if the Maisa Sheini is worth a Pruta. The Maisa Sheini is not worth a Pruta, it's not Nitvas on the Matveya. And you're talking about Kochim. So speak about Maisa also. And for the Gemara, Kemanda Oma Ein Bechaim Shei Pruta. We heard before Machloikis. What is the din? Is it sufficient that the Maisa Sheini should be worth a Pruta, and if the Maisa Sheini is worth a Pruta, then you can make Chilul? Or do you need that the Chaimish has to be worth a Pruta? So that means that the Maisa Sheini has to be worth four Prutas, and the Chaimish should be worth a Pruta, and then, so you need five Prutas in order to make Chilul. So that's why we're speaking about Chamisha Prutas saying. Five cases where a Pruta is sufficient. By Maisa Sheini, our Tana holds that a Pruta is not sufficient. You need five Prutas. So Mela, that's why it doesn't say Maisa Sheini. Frag the Gemara, Velisne Chaimish Maisa Bepruta. Fine. But say that you need that the chaimish, in order to make chilul, you need that the chaimish should be a pruta. That means so altogether the maisha sheni should be worth five prutas. Sumo says bekarne kamayri bechaimish loy kamayri. The Tan is only speaking about the keren and not by the Chaimish. That's why our Tana does not speak about Maise Shein. Gufe, Omar Rav Katine, Bezden Niskoken, Afilu Lepoches Mishove Pute. Now this is the memory of Rav Katine that we heard before, that Levi is Chaylik and Rav Katine. Rav Katine holds Bezden Niskoken, Afilu Lepoches Mishove Pute. Mosiv Rove, Ve'eis Ashachota Min HaKoydish Yishalei. The ace is meyuta. That's a yito. L'rabois poches mishove prute lehishovein lekoidish in avol lehed yitloi. So Rava says we have a limud that by hegdish this achir ashove afilu poches mishove prute. But from this we can derive that by Hedyet, the Chiyav Ashov is only a Shavaput. So now, this is a kasha on Rav Katine. Rav Katine says the Yeshivas Adayonim Afilu Poches Mishavaput. Here it says clear, there's no Chiyav Ashov Bechlau by Hedyet Poches Mishavaput, only by Hedyet. Yeah. L'kaydesh ein avol Hedyet loy. Ele yitma, hochi yitma. Omar Rav Katine, im huskiku, besten, lishove pute, goimrim afilu, lepoches mishove pute. Trilas din beinen pute, gemar din, loy boinam pute. So let us see Rashi. Rashi says pshat in Rav Katine, Rav Katine said a gewaldic chiddush. Rav Katine said a chiddush, you have a teveya, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was teveya from Shimon Apute, and he schleps him to Bezden. Bezden is Adon Teire, Paskin. Shimon owes Reuven. Before they're about to leave, so Shimon says, you know, but you owe me a poches mishav Apute. Adon Teire, you owe me a different cheshme, you owe me a poches mishav Apute. So even though there's no yeshivas bezen and poches mishavaputa, but since there was already a tchilas hadin on a shavaputa, so bezen will be geimer the din and poches mishavaputa. That's Shitas Rashi, which is a murder kechidish. The Ritve asks on Rashi, he said the lashon of the Gemara is not mashma like that. That's not called goimrin esadin. There's a nudin tair over here. He owed them a puta, but paskin chayv to pay him a puta. Now there's a nudin tair, a different case. You owe me a pochus shav a puta. What's that goimrin esadin, gemardin? It's a nudin tair. So the Ritve asks on Rashi, the lotion is very shver. So he says, "Va'hanochen." So he says, "Shadis shim huskeku bezden l'tviya shel pute." Afal pi shenimse b'soif shatviya ein ba pute goimrim dina. Later we see that the tviya is not a pute. There was a tviya shel pute, and now, at the end we see there's no tviya of a pute. So what does the Ritva mean? I think the Ritva means is a Meiri. Meiri says, shechozer hadavar lepoches mi pute. Kigoin, shehoide loize bemikzoso, doimre mesadin, umachayven oisaylite. So the Miri says pshat, and then the Loshnitz got very good. Goimre mesadin. That means he schleps in tadin teure, you owe me a pute. And it's all six raduoy, I don't owe you. Finally, teich advon, the Nitzvah says, I owe you a half a pute. Right? Finished. Here's the half a pute, a lady. So now the Shail Salyena says, good, fine, but there's another half a pute over here. So now the Shail is, will we be goimer this then? Which now the Maisa, it's only negeya apoches mishava pute. That is the chiddush of Rav Katine. Goyme mesadin afilu poches mishava pute. Since the din started, even though now the din accomplished that the nitva was made at Tebeya and Pachas Mishava Puta, but since the still a din on the other Pachas Mishava Puta is Gaimre Mesadin. Then the Ritva Gavuche says something very interesting. He says the whole din over here, the Einis Kokin Lepachas Mishava Puta, that is Dafke if he's moning Tashlumim. He's moning Tashlumim, that means you owe me a Shavaputa. Fine, if you owe Shavaputa, good. I owe you a Pachas Shavaputa. We did not make a din Torah. Avol kshe toivoi dovo shehu be'en afilo apochas mishavaputa niskok. I'm already kechidish. That the whole din, if there's a shayla of a dovo be'en, then there's no shir of shavaputa, apochas mishavaputa. This is mine, zadin toira on that. I'm already kechidish. Now let us see Taisvis. The Taisvis. V'tana didon maitaima leitone yeshiva sadayon. The Gemara asked, Atane, why doesn't he say yeshiva sadayonim? So my answer, because it said gezel, so I can figure out yeshiva sadayonim from gezel. Fractaisvis, taime. Lishani, the islay, the rav ketine. The niskokin, afilo lepoches mishava put. The Besomach Omer the Levi the Tani Yeshivas Hadayomim. By Yitzchak Elulafuki the Rav Katina. Factitious. What's the whole pilpul over here? By Levi the Gemara Sakasha. Why did he say Yeshivas Hadayomim Shavu Pruta? He can learn it out from Gezel. So the Gemara answered, well, he's Choylik and Rav Katina. Rav Katina says Pachas Mishavu Pruta and Yol Davka Shavu Pruta. Avkashava put. So when the Gemara asks on the Tanakame, my time loitoni yeshivas dayoni, ask why I didn't say yeshivas dayonim. So say he holds like Avkatina. The Gemara asked on the Tanakame, why don't you say yeshivas hadayonim? So say he holds like Avkatina. And Levi, you say, he said Yeshivas Dayonim, because he's Chaylik Avkatina. So say the Tanakama holds like Avkatina. V'yashloima, the maskinen, the betchilas din moider Avkatina, the beinen shavaput. The maskonis agamore is, at the tchilas adin, Avkatina is also moider, you need a shavaput. Vitane didon, listeni yeshivas hadayonim. When we ask the lochi porich, vitane didon, listeni yeshivas hadayonim, the mashme tchilas yeshiva. Now, the yeshivas hadayonim means tchilas yeshiva. Tchilas yeshiva, the maskonas agamores, is Rav Katina also holds in Yerushava Puta. So now, you can't say, you can't say that the reason the Tana did not say Yeshivas Dayonim because he holds like Avkatina. Avkatina is only talking about Gemar then. He's talking about Trilas then. So we're asking Gakasha, in Trilas then, everyone is Moedi, you need a Shavaput. So the Maestra Kasha, Tana didon my time, I told the Yeshivas Dayonim. So now, Toisvus was Megalitas, Yeshivas Hadayonim means Tchilas did. The Tchilas of Yeshiva, that's the type of Yeshivas Hadayonim. So now, so what is Pshat in the Gemara by Levi? The Gemara says, Levi, why did Levi say Yeshivas Hadayonim Shavu Pruta? So the Gemara says, because he's Chaylik and Rav Katina. Now we have a big problem, he's Chaylik and Rav Katina. Yeshivas Hadayonim means Tchilas did. Of Katina speaking about safety. So what's that? Chimishani alevi lafuki derav Katina. So we have a big problem now. Where do you see lafuki derav Katina? Sovar the Rav Katine Isloiden is cooking a filu lahaschel relation. So the Maram Shiv says that Levi did not hold up the Gemara later. The Gemara later, Rove, Estakashe, everyone holds that the Tchilas Adin has to be an Ashava Putem, because only by Hegdish I have a ribui of Pochus Mishava Putem. But by Hedyot it's a Shava Putem. That was Rove's Kashe. And Rove said Rav Katina speaking about Gemardim. Levi did not hold like that. Levi held Rav Katina is talking about Chilas. What we do with Rav Kashi, he didn't know of Rav Kashi. So Memela v'chimishani Alevi lafuki the Rav Katina, he held that Rav Katina is talking about Chilas. And that Chilas is also good pochas mishava. He also pochas mishava pruta, and that is chaylik. You need a pruta. That is one gilsa. Sforim acherim, sovar, what does Rav Katina hold? The mashmi yeshivas hadayonim afilu bigmarde. That Rav Katina holds that yeshivas hadayonim means gemarde. So what is pshat and taisvis? So the mafoshim say pshat and taisvis is as follows. That the Gemara asked Akasha and Levi, why does it say Yeshivas Adayonim? It says Gezel. So it says Gezel, so why do you need Yeshivas Adayonim? So the Teretz is, so Yeshivas Adayonim is Meyuta. I can figure it out from Gezel. So the Yeshivas Adayonim of Levi, which is Meyuta, is coming to tell us a filu gemarde. That's what the Sfar Machay. The Mashmi Yeshivas Hayonim a filu bigmarde. That means if it's Meyuta, if I know Tchilas, then I know from Gezel. So the whole Yeshivas Hayonim is Meyuta. That was the Gemara's kasha. Why do you need Yeshivas Hayonim? So the Yeshivas Hayonim is coming to tell us a filu bigmarde. You need a shava pute. Lafuki midarav katine. Zok. One more taisvis. Keman da omar ein b'chayim shoy. But our Mishnah did not mention Maiser Sheni, neither Shava Pruta, because our Mishnah holds that Maiser Sheni, you need five Pruta. Laman da ein boy, the man da omar that holds that all you need is a Shava Pruta, kosher. Takeshver von der Mishnah. V'chein nami itoise v'leil. The Gemara shlugged them up from a different v'raise. So now we have a raya from our Mishnah also. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Chamisha chumshinayim. There are five cases where you pay a chaymish. Elohim. Now we're going to say a multitude of cases, which is only one case. Hoichel Trume. Azor eight Trume b'shoigig. So he's Mishalom Kerem b'chaymish. Utrumas Maisa, or Azor eight b'shoigig, Trumas Maisa, that means from Maisa Rishon, we're Mafrish, Maisa Mina Maisa, and that's Trumas Maisa, and that is Kedushas Trume. So if a Zoreit is Beshoigig, also he pays a Chaymish. Utrumas Maiser Shel Demai. Another case, Maiser Shel Demai, which the whole Chiv, to be Mafrish, Maiser Rishon and Demai is a Chiv Darabona. Because Minatoira Reiva Maratza Maasrim, so Memele, if, but the Chavonim with the Rabbonim, Yechayim to be Mafresh Maisa, and now Azor eight Trumas Maisa, Shel Demai, so it's also Maisa Fachaymish. Bahachale, that's called Trume, Chalotarimu, and Babikurim, that's also called Trume, Trumas Yotreila Bikurim, Maisa Fachaymish. So that's case number one, Azo sha'oichel trume, whatever is nichlal and trume, is maisef achaymish. Chaymish number two. Va poide neta revai, if a person is poide neta revai, that means the fourth year after the crop that grew on the trees, the fourth year, it's not old anymore, so the din is you have to eat the peiros in Yerushalayim. If the bailam is poide the neta revai, he can be mechalol the neta revai on money, but he has to be maisef achaymish. And the same thing, Umaisa Shaini Shaloi, his Maisa Shaini, wants to be poided and to take the money to Yerushalayim, is also a Maisa Chaymish. So that's the second case, a Chaymish, a Neta Rabbi, a Maisa Shaini, which have the same halacha. Case number three, a poide es Hekdeshoi Maisa Chaymish. If a person was Magdish something, and now the Magdish wants to be poided, Maisa Chaymish. Case number four, Hanene Shove Pluta Mina Hegdish, Maisav Chaymish, Mila. Maisav Chaymish, if you nene Beshaitiki, Maisav Chaymish. In case number five, Adoizlas Chavere Shove Pluta, Venish Baloi, Maisav Chaymish. So these are the Chamisha Chumsh. The Trashi, Ha'oichel Tuma Beshaigik, Tuma Gdoyla. Utrumas Meiser, Meiser mina Meiser. Utrumas Meiser shall the Mai. Shall I keyach ma'am alretz? Zorch lahafrish misofik. If you buy from ma'am alretz, you may have to be mafrish, Meiserish in misofik. Avotume gdoilo, in the memela, you have to be mafrish, Meiser mina Meiser. Avotume gdoilo shall the Mai lek. There's no truma gedoyla of mai. The loy chayvu chachomim lahafrish, kedamrinim besoite lefisha sholach, b'chol gvul eretz Yisrael, v'rosh loy hoyu mafrishin elo truma gedoyla belvad. That means that maratzim were mafrish truma gedoyla, because truma gedoyla is not a big deal. So mamela, that they all were mafrish. Mai said they weren't mafrish. Bottom, there was a miyat that weren't mafrish. So on Meiser, they made a chiev to be mafrish. And Mamel, you have to be mafrish. So this is Meiser, so you have to be mafrish. Meiser mina Meiser. Meisef chaymish. So on all these cases, you're meisef chaymish. The chol hani ikru trume. All these things are called trume. The trume is Meiser ksiv. Bari moisi mimenu trume sashen. So it's called trume. Bechalo ksiv, chalo torim utruma. Bibikurim ksiv utruma shiotch. Voma mar eilu bikurim. Vachol hani chadninu. So in the chamisha chumshim, this is one of the five chumshim. The mishem echot hein boim. All of them are trumas or azor, shochal. Any one of these trumas, beshoigik, is moisiv achaymish. Neta revai, Moisef Chaymish, bepidyoinai. If he's poided, the pidyon neta revai, koidish, koidish, gomar mi maise. That means by neta revai, it doesn't say, we learn now from maise shayni, pek shayni dikdushin. Gabi neta revai ksiv, koidish ilulim. Gabi maise ksiv, ko maise oretz, miser oretz, and says koidish. So, hanitrei, namichat choshivlu. So, neta revai maise sheni is also called one, the michat kronavki, the chaymish ben neta revai loiksi, elami maise yal. Sheloi, now the din of a sofes chaymish is davke on his maise. Davke nokat, shimchilo shalacherim, ein maisev chaymish, ish mi mais roiksiv. You moisef chaymish from your maisa. Hek dey shoy, v'loy shalacherim. Hamagdish ksiv. It says hamagdish. This rash is mamish like the Samech we had mentioned 2 days ago, that the bailus of maisa, it's called maisroi, because he has a schus achil in it. That's why it's his maisa. Hegdish, after he's magdish, it's not his anymore at all. No, he's called the Bailam because he was the Magdish. HaMagdish Ksiv, the one who made it, Hagdish, has a din Bailam. Hanene b'shoigik, the Chayiv Kolben Mila v'chaymish. Zok the Gemara. Omar Rove, Kashe Lei l'Rabbalozo, Trumas Meiser Shel Damai. It says over here, Trumas Meiser Shel Damai, you're also Moisef Achaymish. Now the whole Damai is a Rabbona de Kedin, and you're Moisef Achaymish. V'chi also Chachomim Chizuk L'Devreyem Kishel Teire. The Chachomim said that that they made a chizul, they said that just like by the Aisa Dike Tumas Maisa, you Maisa of Chaimish, so a Maisa, Tumas Maisa of Demai, you'll also be Maisa of Chaimish. Omar Rav Nachman, so we have to appreciate the Kasha, but we'll just go a little further. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmu, yeah, it's a good Kasha, Omar Hamoni Rameiri, it's going according to Ramei. The Omar, he says, also Chachomim Chizuk LeDevrayim Kishel Teire. You're asking Akashe B'chi also Chachomim Chizuk LeDevrayim Kishel Teire. Yeah, yeah. It's going according to Ramei. Ramei holds like this. Also Chachomim Chizuk LeDevrayim Kishel Teire. Where do we see this? The Sanya. Hamei V'get Medina Sayom. A Shliach brought a get from Medina Sayom to Eretz Yisrael. The son of law, he gave it over to the Isha in Eretz Yisrael. Chazal wa mesakim. When you bring a get from Medina Siyom to Eretz Yisrael, b'shas in the sinas haget, the shliach has to say he was there b'shas the ksivas haget, b'shas the ksimas haget. He didn't say it. Now, she got the get. The shliach did not say what he should have said. She got married. She's married. Hot Rameir gezot yoitzi v'havlad mamsa. He has to give her a get, and the vlad is a mamsa. Divrei Rameir v'chamim oimrim ein havlad mamsa. Keitzad yaseh. Yitlena mimeno v'yachzav yitnenu lo b'fnei shnayim v'yemu lo b'fanei nichta fanei nichta. We'll see this all in Taisus Pshat. Frekte gemore ula rameyer mishum dlei oma lo b'fanei nichta v'fanei nechta yoitzi v'avlad mamza in rameyer le taimei to oma rabam nuna mishmei dula oimo y rameyer kola mishane mimatbeye shetobu chachomim begitin yoitzi vavlad mamsa. So now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Kashle rabeleza mishnaseinu heise kashle rabeleza ben pedos. Osu chachomim chizuk lo heisef al trumes maisi shol gmai chaymish. Who is the one that holds that they made a chizuk l'devrayim that you have to be Moisef HaChaymish? I may be get Medina Sayyam le'isha she'asoyu baylo shliach lo'hilichoy le'garish hitzchichuhu lo'ima chazal were matzrich that the shliach should say b'fonai nichta. I saw the ksivus again for nechtam. V'hosem meforish, why is this necessary? Lefi she'ein b'kiyim lishmo. One reason is because the b'nei Medina Sayom are not b'kiyim hilchus lishmo. So it could be there's a possibility this get was not written for this husband and this wife. Could be he found the get and coincidentally had the same name. But it wasn't written for this Baal and not for this Isha. So since they're not Boki Lishmo, we are Chayish, maybe this of such a get. That's why the Shlich has to say, I was there Bishas Ksivis Achsimis again, number one. And number two, Vein Eidim Mitsuyim Lekaimai. That means like this, we're afraid that the Baal will send the get, And from Medina Yom to Eretz Yisrael, she'll get the get, Baruch Hashem, she's upkepated from her husband, she'll get married. And 5 years later, the Baal will want to make tzoras for her. She's married with 5 children. So the Baal will come and say, how did you get married? You're my wife. And she'll say, no, you sent me a get. He says, there's no such thing. So she'll sow the get. So he said, these are forged signatures. This get was never written by these Eidim. And in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Eidim who are Bekiyim in the Chsima of the Eidim of Medinas Hayom. So there'll be a Shreklach HaKilkul. So in order to avoid this, they said that the Shlich has to be there B'Shas Techasime, and we are Seimech and the Nemonis of the Shliach that he saw that I was Gechas Metak. Yaiti Misha Nosa Yedei Getle. Zok Taisvis. V'chi Osu Divreyem Kishal Teire. That was Rabbi Lozer's Kashin. Afal gav, the Bekama Makaymis, also Afilu Yaisa Mishal Teirah. What's the Kasha of a sudden? Also the Vrayim Kishal Teirah. Did he do even more machma? Haino hecha deshaich liknais kde lasse siyot. Abol hoche Afilu Betrumis maise vadai I have a shaich lemiknes chaymish im loisha omra teirah. Lakakle hoyeliknis pishel gmai. Vishani dochinami also ablad mamza. Hafa pishen svore elemishum the vashus ish ablad mamza. Now, the Taisvis HaRosh says pshat in this Taisvis as follows. There's a Gemara, Taisibotana Gemara, also chizit the Devrayim, Yaisim Yishalto. What does this mean? She brings down one Gemara. The Gemara says, Chazal asked to marry Muberes Chaberei and Menekes Chaberei. That means, Reuben gave a get to his wife, and she's a Muberes or Menekes, she never had to marry her for 2 years. I was afraid she'll have a child, and since he's not the father, he won't give the child proper food. So, he's not allowed to marry. Not allowed to marry Mubarak's Tabay Menekes. Not allowed. What is the din if a person did marry? He didn't listen to Kanas Hazal. It says, Yoitzi Ulayachse Elamas. He married her, we'll give her a get, and he can't marry her forever. Now, what is pshat in this? Where do we have such a din? Yoytzi v'layachs olamas v'chamasot v'shosam v'chim v'chay. What kind of din is this? There's no such din. No. Yoytzi v'shal tov. There's no such din. He wasn't allowed to marry her, so yoytzi v'layachs olamas. Later, there's no reason why he shouldn't be married. She had the baby ready, and I'll show my sir. After 2 years, why can you marry? So there, Chazal wanted to enforce their tak. That means, we said you shouldn't marry. If you'll marry, he will show you. So there they did that to enforce their takona. This chizik was al ha'osid. That means we want to make sure our takona will be kept. So we gave a knas of son will be over the takona. Will be pretty difficult for him, and this is an insurance that our takona will be kept. That is, so then they can go, there's no din of din toire. They'll do anything and everything to make sure that their takona will be this guy. That's, now let's talk about over here, a person ate tumas maisa v'shoik. Now, this din that you have to give a chaymish, this din is not to prevent something. This is a din. Takapore, if a person ate tumas maisa b'shoigig, you ate tumas maisa, you're a zol, so you have to be, give kerem b'chaymish, tumas and tumas. Right, that's what you have to do.
By the mai, that's a din in Trumas Maisa. By the mai, between you and me, he Trumas Maisa, and I think it's all. Because Raido Maratza Maslam, this is Chuma. Between you and me, this is Chuma. Chazal, that said, that you have to be Matrush Maisa, Maisa Mina Maisa, means that's what you have to do. You have to be Matrush Maisa, you have to be Matrush Maisa Mina Maisa, you have to do this. But is this Trumas Maisa Anachdikitov? It's dinim on the gavra what to do. And you see Mavish Maisa, Trumas Maisa. We were Machma. But you didn't, but if a person ate it, he didn't eat Trumas Maisa, he ate Kula. He ate Kula. To say that since we said you have to be Mavish Trumas Maisa, we say that it has a din of Trumas Maisa and your Maisa Vachaymish. Ooh, that's a chiddush. Where do we find a yid that such a thing? This is not Trumas Maisa. There was a chid to be Machlish Maisa Mina Maisa, but it's not Trumas Maisa. Rav Meir said, if they said that you have to be Machlish Trumas Maisa, it gets all the dinim of Trumas Maisa. And if Trumas Maisa have to be Maisa Vachaymish, this you have to be Maisa Vachaymish. Now, the same thing when a person goes and gives a get, doesn't say before nechta, he had to say it, he didn't say it. But ishigi get, she's ishigi get, chazal, so now if someone married her, say that the child is a mamza, and the child is a mamza, a mamza is only from a nation see. Is she a nation see? She's not a nation see. She's giget. Rav Meir said that if one did not do what the Rabbonon said, we consider that she's an Eishes Ish. Havlad Mamza. That was the Chiddush of Rav Meir. So Rav Meir said, we took an anhoge that Chazal were Mechayiv, and we made it Keilu, it's a reality. So just, we made it Keilu, it's Trumas Maisa, we made it Keilu, it's not a get. That is Rav Meir. So that was the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara says, where do we find such a Tane? That Tane is Rameyam. V'emu b'fani nichtav nechtam, nichtav le'noka, al mishum rabono, the Rameyam tzav le'ma nichtav. I'm a Yudhaim Rameyam, if you don't say b'ash v'kosh, Rameyam holds that. You don't need ksiva lishma, you only need ksima lishma. So nichtav is, v'chomim ha'im ein avlad mamza, Mida loy komri rabbonon loy seitei, da dife tvei, michlal de svir loy teitei, afal gav de ein havlad mamza. That means, that right, you're not allowed to rely on this get to marry her. Chazal said you should not give over such a get, so don't rely on this get to marry her. So if I can, but to say if he had a child, the blood is a mamza. That we didn't say. Keitzed yase perish l'rabbonon keitzed yase im niseis shlo yitaris l'haitzi. That means the blood is not a mamza, but he has to give her. He can't rely on that get, so he should give it over again. The shliach. Keitzed minisa shlo yitaris l'haitzi. Nami l'rameya keitzad yase koidem shenisays lo yitzarech get acher before she ever got married. Av acher shenisays eini l'rameya shei shum takonim. If it's nisays, so then they won't help any takonim because takos will get. So by giving it over again, this will not help the second nisuin. Yitlen eimeno let him say now. So it seems you could say it after the Nesina. So why did Lenner? It has to be together with the Nesina. But with the Gerishin. But if it was later already, so then, you can't say, Samus Ebefon, Nechtav, You have to take it over and then say it right after the Nesimah.